Hello, my friend. My name is Terry Petrovic, and welcome to the Terry Petrovic Show on the Home Business Radio Network. This is Positive Powered Radio. Let me ask you a question, my friend. Have you ever been stuck? Stuck in your business where you just can't move forward? Or have you ever had a team member that's been stuck and just couldn't move forward, and they're trying to do all the right things, and in many cases they are doing the right things, but they're making no forward progress? It's a tough spot to be in. I've been there myself more than once. You know, it's interesting. I had a conversation with somebody just the other day, and this is somebody actually who climbed the leadership level, you know, pretty quickly, you know, the first leadership level. Felt really good about that. And then it's like nothing. No progress. No more recruits. No more sales. It's like the universe had put this big roadblock in front of her. And I actually did a coaching session with her the other day. And I said, you know, what you really have to do is you really have to think about what you've been doing, what you've been saying, what philosophy have you been sharing with people, and how has that been received? And I actually took her back, and I would encourage you to do this for yourself or share this with a team member who might be stuck, to go back and to say, okay, why did you get started in the business? You know, we all get started in it for our own reasons. For most people, it's either time or money. And we got into the conversation about what it was for her, and she said it was money and then time. And I just asked the simple question. I said, what other options do you have to create the kind of income that you really want in the time frame that you want? And she said, none. I don't really have any. That's a bad spot to be in. Can you relate to that? You want it so bad, you kind of know where you want to go, but it's just not happening. You get frustrated. It never happens fast enough for you. I can relate to that big time. You want it all yesterday. Well, here's what I did years ago. And I'll tell you, I actually found myself stuck at $5,000 a month in one of my businesses. And this was probably 10 years ago. And I actually had a conversation with Richard Brook. Richard is the founder and CEO of OxyFresh, which is dental equipment in terms of that's the products that he really sells. But Richard really is known in leadership in the industry. And in fact, he wrote a great book called Mach 2 with Your Hair on Fire. I highly recommend it. And what I told him was, you know, I feel like I'm in this bubble. It's as though a rubber band is around my waist. I'm stretching, I'm pushing. I'm almost about ready to break through, and bam! I get slapped back against the wall. Things starting to fall apart, and I'm in quicksand going nowhere fast. You know, he looked at me with his hand on his chin, and he says, you know, Terry, I can relate. I used to work at a chicken factory, and now I'm the CEO and I've made millions of dollars. And what I realized is for me to change, and I think for you to change, is you really need to go back to personal development. And we hear it all the time, but you see, it's our self-talk, it's our philosophy. It's our words. You know, there's power in words, and the words that we choose to share with others and the words that we choose to share within ourselves do make a difference. And only through exposing yourself to positive people, positive thoughts, new possibilities can we really shift and change? And that's what I want for you. And this is exactly what I told this girl. I said, you know, one of the things that you need to do is you need to look at you. You look at need to look at your philosophy and your actions. And an exercise that I found to work very, very well for me personally is I got a 5x7 card. And I crafted what we call an identity statement. An identity statement is a statement of the identity that we want to become. Not who we are today, but who we want to become. So if you could actually describe yourself having all the skills, all the talents, all the abilities to be the perfect you, what would that person look like? Awesome. Awesome, that's for sure. But how do you start that process? Well, you start that process really by looking probably at where you're not so good. For me, I felt like I didn't use my time. So one of the things I wrote on that card was, I use my time wisely. I'm the example for other people to follow. Because isn't it true when somebody's watching you, whether it be somebody on your team, a child, a parent, a spouse, you show up differently, you act differently, you give it your best. You really do. You really give it your best. So the exercise for you, or maybe somebody on your team, is to craft an identity statement. And you begin by looking at all the skills that you want. Who do you know who's the best parent? Who do you know who's the best recruiter? Who do you know who's the best upline? Who do you know who's the best person at managing their time, their money, relationships? Who do you know who's the best marketer? Who do you know who's good at all of these areas in your life that maybe you are not? And then you just write down what that person would do. So at the end of all this, you actually have a card that is architected and designed for you to be the best you. Am I making sense? Does this make sense? So basically what you want to do is you want to redefine yourself. And then what you do is you end up reading that card every day, twice a day, once in the morning, once at night. But where the magic really happens is when you're stuck, when you're in that place and you just can't sign anybody up or can't make any product sales, you can ask yourself this very powerful question. And the question is, how would the person I want to become do the thing I need to do? How would the person I want to become do the thing I need to do? How would the person I want to become talk to this prospect who is already earning a six-figure income as a dentist, as a physician, as another network marketing professional? How would the person I want to become approach this teacher? What would they say? How would they interact? What questions would they ask? And what you'll discover here, and I know this is a fact, is that just by asking that question, your philosophy, your thought process is going to change significantly. Why? Because you kind of like have an out of body experiences. You step out of the person that you are today and you move into a person that you really want to become. A person of power. A person of leadership. A person of influence. And you know what? When you do that, that's where the magic happens. That's where the magic happens. So if you are stuck or you know somebody who is stuck, the first thing I want you to do is to craft a new identity statement. And then the second step I want you to do is I want you to get into action. You know, I've mentioned on the show before, there's a great book called Achievement by David Byrd. Achievement by David Byrd. It talks about having a system for success. It's the science of achievement. It's about being accountable to yourself. It's about taking smart action steps. You know, a lot of people, I talked to a guy last night. He said, Terry, you know, I'm working so hard and it's not happening for me. And I said to him, I said, you need to be thinking about your philosophy. And there was almost a little bit of anger in there. in terms of it wasn't working. And he said, I'm working really, 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 really hard. And I'm like, okay, that's good that you're putting forth that much effort, but is it the right effort? What kind of questions are you asking people? Are you coming across as a needy people, or are you coming across as a person of influence? What vision have you been sharing for people that you are going to create? And that does matter. People need to know who they are, where they're going, and how they're going to get there. Is that true for you? Can you honestly say to yourself, I know who I am, I know where I'm going, I know how I'm going to get there? Because if you can't, that's really where you need to be spending your time. That's really where you need to be focusing on figuring that out so you can get unstuck when you get stuck, if you're not stuck. And you will probably be stuck at some point if you don't know those three things. Know who you are, know where you're going, know how you're going to get there. And then what you do is you go out and about, prospect, online, offline, doesn't really matter. You share that vision of possibility. You share that vision of what you're about. You share your philosophy with people. You share your passion with people, and you will attract the right people into your life, into your business. Does that make sense? I had an interesting conversation with somebody just this morning about somebody who is complaining about everything. You know, something's always wrong. And you know what? Sometimes we make the mistake of enrolling and sponsoring anybody into our business just to get another person. And it is these needy, whiny, toxic people that can be very, very draining. And unfortunately, they don't produce much. But unfortunately, they take about 80% of our time. You know, it's the 80-20 rule in reverse. What we want to do is we want to spend 80% of our time with the people who are serious, the people who are making things happen, the positive, fun people, because this business should be positive and fun. And sometimes you need to be bold and courageous enough to people to say, you know what, maybe this business is not for you, because it seems like you're always looking for what's wrong as opposed to what's right about the business, what's right about this opportunity, what's right about you. That's a philosophy. You know, some people just are negative people and they're draining, they're high maintenance, and they're no fun to be around. I know, because I brought some of those people in before. So if you're stuck because you got a bunch of needy, whiny people, that's one thing. Unhook the carriage from those people and let them go. Go find positive people. Go find a positive philosophy that will make a difference in your life and the lives of other people. And you will have more abundance and more fun and more growth in your business than you can imagine. And it may not be easy. It may not be easy, you know, but it's possible. And I'll tell you this, it is worth it. So your homework really is to, even if you're not stuck, craft that identity statement. Know who you are, know where you're going, and know how you're going to get there. My name is Terry Petrovic. I hope this has been helpful for you. Be sure to connect with me on my blog at terrypetrovic.com. That's T-E-R-R-Y, Petro like oil, P-E-T-R-O, Vic, V-I-C-K.com, or on Facebook. Remember this, my friend, you have a choice. Make it a better than terrific day and a prosperous one, because you absolutely deserve it. Until next time.